This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership by SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, June 1st, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. One American man and his sons were also among those murdered by Islamic radicals in the bus attack on Coptic Christians in Egypt last week. The Worldview asked William Stark of International Christian Concern if the government tries to protect Christians from these attacks. He said they do and they don't.
You have the one side where I'd say, yes, absolutely, the government is interested in protecting Christians somehow, especially as it relates to incidents of terror or terrorists attacking Christians. The other side of that answer, you could say no, though. The Egyptian government is not interested in protecting Christians because the rights of Christians have consistently been denied or curtailed by the government.
Stark said that despite the attacks, the Christians in Egypt are concerned but not afraid. The Apostle John says, "This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith." 1 John 5:4. Officials in India arrested 10 Christian parents recently for taking 70 Christian children to a Christian summer camp. The police consider these children legally Hindu and claim they were rescuing the children from being forcibly converted to Christianity. These officials have forgotten that children belong to God, not the state. ISIS claimed responsibility for a car bombing in Afghanistan's capital of Kabul yesterday, claiming the lives of 90 people and injuring 400. The explosion occurred not far from the German embassy near the center of the city during rush hour. While the Church of Scotland recently caved on the subject of homosexual marriage, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Finland is now facing debate on the issue, reports Evangelical Focus. More and more Scandinavian denominations have been accepting of homosexual unions, and Finland was the last Nordic country to legalize these faux marriages. Now, Finland's Lutheran Church has been having, quote, active discussions, unquote, on whether to uphold its definition of marriage as between one man and one woman. Planned Parenthood plans to close 3 more murder mills in California this summer, bringing the national total to 16, reports Life News. The 3 locations in Northern California are Vacaville, Pittsburgh, and Central Richmond, scheduled to shut down on June 30th. A new video released by the Patients' Rights Action Fund reveals insurance companies are recommending assisted suicide for terminally ill patients. The video features an interview with Dr. Brian Callister of Reno, Nevada, who says insurance companies are refusing to cover life-saving treatments for his patients, but instead offer to cover the cost of drugs that would end the patient's life. Callister said he was, quote, stunned, unquote, saying, quote, "It's a lot cheaper to grab a couple of drugs and kill you than it is to provide you life-sustaining therapy," unquote. The city of Neosho, Missouri, has refused to remove a cross from their public park, despite pressure from the atheist group Freedom from Religion Foundation, according to the Christian Post. The city released a letter last Friday stating, quote, "It is the unanimous opinion of the city council that the city of Neosho will not remove the cross nor take any other action which in any way compromises the long-standing history of our city," unquote. 1 Corinthians 1:18 says, "For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." Jason Hossie, the homeschool father of 4 from the east side of Tampa, Florida, in a small town called Sefner, wrote, quote, "Adam, your podcast is literally the only news I get on a regular basis. It keeps me informed and is the perfect length. When I jump out of bed in the morning, I fire it right up while I get ready. Later in the morning, I often share the stories with my family at the breakfast table while we are doing family worship. They have spawned many discussions. Thank you for the huge blessing this has been for us," unquote. What does the worldview mean to you? What specifically do you like about it? Please email me a 2-to-10-sentence response and include your full name, city, and state. I'd like to share your detailed thoughts with other listeners, both in our daily newscast as well as in an email to our subscribers who receive our weekday email in their inbox. Send it to adam@theworldview.com. That's adam@theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, June 1st, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.